Last week, Athens-Clarke County commissioners passed the resolution to address homelessness with immediacy and strategic planning. The resolution will ultimately create a legal encampment for homeless Athenians. But where will the site be located and when will it be up and running? WUGA's Jessica Wurst has been keeping up with this story, and she's here to answer these questions. Welcome, Jessica.
Thanks for having me on.
So how did this plan originate in the first place?
So I was talking to District 2 Commissioner Mariah Parker last month, and she said that she lives near Bigger Vision of Athens, which is a homeless shelter. And there's a large encampment of people right over there under the train bridge, and they are scheduled to be evicted by CSX Transportation Incorporated, which is a railway company. So she and Commissioner Jesse Houle created this proposal to create a designated homeless encampment. And another goal of the resolution is to seek out nonprofits to help Clarke County government operate the site.
There are already homeless shelters. What's the difference here?
I think that the goal of this encampment is to serve those people who wouldn't be able to bring their belongings or animals or have any other reasons for not wanting to go to a homeless shelter.
Right. Okay. So that makes sense. Well, the resolution was passed, but not unanimously. Who opposed it and why?
Right. So it was a 6-4 vote.
Okay.
The commissioners that voted against it were Russell Edwards, Mike Hamby, Patrick Davenport, and Allison Wright. Patrick Davenport did not support the resolution because he said it was a Band-Aid on the situation rather than a long-term solution. Commissioner Wright said that it was a huge liability for public property.
All right, so fair enough. What are some of the legal requirements?
So basically everything that you need to just live. So water, a sewage system, electricity, access to public transportation, garbage collection, and recycling. And the resolution calls for funding the project through the American Rescue Plan. In the resolution, they specifically mentioned having the site at 395 Willow Street, which is already a county-owned land. So we don't know what the pricing is right now, but if they do decide to choose the 395 Willow Street location, then, you know, acquisition costs won't be a factor. And that's a pretty big deal here in Clarke County, where our parcels are getting pretty expensive.
Well, let's talk about some of the next steps. Will the site be completed before the CSX evictions?
The resolution's calling commissioners to designate a campsite in mid-July. CSX already pushed back the date of the evictions to early September, but the project might not be completed until late September. And District 5 Commissioner Tim Denson expressed concern about this timeline and requested to include this sentence in the resolution during their meeting last week.
The Athens-Clarke County Mayor and Commission humbly requests that CSX Transportation Incorporated delay until at least September 30th, 2021, any evictions or removal of any individuals.
But really, we'll just have to wait and see if they can get the site up and running before CSX evicts those individuals like they say they're going to do.
Well, we'll be keeping up with commission meetings to see where and when the camp will be established. And of course, we'll keep you updated about its progression right here on WUGA with our own Jessica Wurst. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks so much, Chris.